part 4, A Jamil, Story of a Jamil.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sloka 44.
Karinam gunsam goste Devanya karmakri Sambhavanti bhadrani Viparitani tanagha Karinam gunsam goste Devanya karmakri.
There are indeed auspicious pious activities, just the opposite, inauspicious sinful activities, cha also. O sinless inhabitants of Vaikuntha, of the fruitive workers, contamination of the three modes of nature, there is anyone who has accepted this material body? Not. Indeed, without performing action, O inhabitants of Vaikuntha, you are sinless. But those within this material world, all are karmis. Whether acting piously or impiously, both kinds of action are possible for them, because they are contaminated by the three modes of material nature and must act accordingly. One who has accepted a material body cannot be inactive, and sinful action is inevitable for one acting under the modes of material nature. Therefore, all the living entities within this material world are punishable. Before this, we were reading that Vishnu Dutas were hearing the description of Dharma and who is to be punishable by the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas were giving a pravachan. They were speaking, answering their questions very nicely.
Hare Krishna,
So always we should remember this, this pravachan has been given by very great personality. The hearers are Vishnu Dutas and Ajamil. Ajamil is lying on his deathbed, and around his neck the Yamadutas pash or rope is already been tied up, and Yamadutas have made him free from the pash, from the rope, and Vishnu Dutas are now arguing with Yamadutas. Vishnu Dutas have asked them who's to be punished, how are they to be punished, and after that Yamadutas were answering, and Ajamil was lying on the bed and hearing the conversation between the two groups, and his heart was pounding like anything. He was thinking, oh my God, what will happen to me? Will I go to the hellish planets, or will I get relieved? So in the two groups a conversation is going on, and here about punishment, Yamadutas are saying that often everybody, Bhadrani Sambhavanti, Bhadra means auspicious activities also happen. There's no one who has only done sins, and there's no one who has only done pious activities. Sometimes one is forced to do some pious activities. And same with the adharma. Just like we see when somebody goes with somebody to a place of pilgrimage, Yamadutas are saying, you are beyond this pap and punya, but in this material world, everyone, especially human beings, are carrying out both activities, sinful and pious. Why? Because they're with the three modes of material nature. Karinam guna sangosti. Kari means the one who does. And Karinam means of those who do activities. Guna sangha asti. Because they have the sangha of the three modes of material nature. Those who do karmas in this world, guna sangha asti. They have association of the three modes. And actually by the force of the three modes of material nature, they are forced to work. This is the arrangement. The gunas of prakriti force one to act. Sometimes even a person does not want to do pious activity, he is forced to. Sometimes if you go to a pilgrimage or a temple, you don't want to give in charity, but because the other, your friend or somebody else is giving, you're forced to give. You don't want to, but you're forced to give something for the deity. And sometimes, even if you don't want to do sinful activities, you're forced to do some. Like stealing from the government, avoiding paying taxes to the government, or unknowingly killing some insect. If one's increased in mode of ignorance, then he's forced to do more sinful activity. And when one is more in mode of goodness, then he's forced to do more pious activity. Just like when we go for a walk on the ocean beach at Juhu, often in the morning, people are in the mode of goodness, we see. Even though they're doing for their body, they're exercising, they're walking, but in their minds, mode of passion and ignorance is not there. A mode of passion disappears as soon as they get out of bed, and and mode of ignorance and mode of passion hasn't started yet, such as going to work, running here and there. So they're in the morning, they're in mode of goodness, so they say, let's go for a stroll at the beach. And they feel themselves happy, intelligent. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Sattva-gun gives the understanding of Satya and Gyan. So in the morning we see they're in the mode of goodness. And in the same place you go in the evening, on the beach, it's not the same atmosphere. People who are drinking, there's more drunks on the beach, and men and women are walking together, not behaving properly. This is called Guna Sangha. They're in mode of passion and ignorance. According to that, they have to act. They're forced to act. They do good activities and bad activities by the force of material nature. But in Vaikuntha, there is no three modes of material nature. So in Vaikuntha, there is no chance of doing sinful activities. Karinam guna sangha asti. Here we're talking about the material world. So by humans, karmas are going on. So if somebody says, if somebody is akarta, he will not be entangled. Here Yamadutas are saying, Dehvan nak hiya karmakrit. So Dehvan, those who have deha, body, cannot live without doing activities. So if he has body, he is forced to do krit for his body. So he's what kind of karma he does for his body, if he'll go to that kind of place. If he has done both, then he'll go to heaven and hell. So here the Yamadutas are speaking very clearly. The humans, they keep on doing activities and the karma reactions are continually being offered. Very important. We are all in the association of three modes of material nature. And in these three modes, whatever material is produced in this world, is called. Sorry. And what to speak of outside things, even if he has just for his own body, he is forced to act. This is the size of the living entity. It is not possible, but if the end of one hair, there's no machine, but if it can be done into 100 parts, suppose one can make 100 pieces, and then he takes one piece out of this tip of the hair, and does again 100 pieces, that's how small the jiva is. And such a small living entity, we are very small, and in this material body, very small part of this material body is the soul, is spiritual, and the rest is like a huge material world, is our own body. This spiritual spark is living in a huge material body, Guna Sangha. It is actually a foreign land for us to be in this material body.
आपस में संघर्ष करते हैं.
So this body is made and the three modes are fighting with between one another. Sometimes Satagun wins, sometimes mode of passion wins, and sometimes mode of ignorance wins. And everything is a combination of all these three modes. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says how one guna defeats the other. How Satagun is defeated by mode of passion and a person acts in mode of passion. And sometimes mode of ignorance increases. And he laments. If somebody is lamenting or angry, that is the reaction, that is the influence of mode of ignorance. Sleep, lamentation, anger. So when is more influence of mode of ignorance, so we can see tears coming from somebody's eyes or anger. So if the mind is influence, then the body is influenced by that particular mode of nature. If anger comes into the mind, then that anger comes out of the mind and onto the eyes. By looking at the eyes, one can understand what kind of mode one is in. If he is in anger, and after the mind, after the mind, it's shown in the eyes, and once it's to the eyes, and if you can just keep it up to that point, it is okay. But once it's come to the tip of the tongue, then one cannot avoid saying and screaming and shouting different words. And once it's on the tongue, and once a person starts saying those kinds of words and screaming and shouting, it will finally come on the hands and the feet, and the person will start kicking and hitting. Sometimes people say, I'm as old as your father, at least learn to be quiet. So I'm like your father, grandfather, learn to be quiet. One time one man was saying to a young boy, 17, 18 year old boy, he was saying to this boy, he said, you know, I'm as old as your grandfather. My beard hasn't become white for no reason. Hasn't become like this for, so there was a boy next to me. He said, don't you know his beard has become white by the masala of gyan. Beard will become white anyway whether one has gyan or not. And he's saying, my beard hasn't just become white. In other words, I'm very learned and I have a lot of experience. But just by the passing of time, one does not get gyan. We have seen so many people, they're 80 years old, 90 years old, and they don't even know how to read. So what did they learn from time? What gyan they got if they didn't even learn how to read or write? By reading and writing, one can learn. So I was saying, just in passing, person gets angry because a person is guna sangha. We should understand and we should believe that at any moment, anger, lust, greed can enter into our heart because karinam guna. We are in the modes, but by force, when one tries to be in the association of bhakti, which is our real swarup, By force, if we try to be Krishna conscious, then we will become guna atit, we'll become beyond these gunas, and we will be able to control. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who worship Krishna with single-pointed attention, they can cross over these three modes of material nature. So when one is not performing devotional service, he is always doing auspicious and inauspicious activities. Vishnu Dutas had asked how one is punished. Who is given punishment? How much? For what reason? They have. So, in summary form, Yamadutas are talking. They're saying in yena yavan yatha dharma dharma veha samhita. Yena means by which person, yavan, to which extent, yatha, in which manner, adharma, religious activities, by one, the extent of one's religious or irreligious activities in this life. Samhita means he has done. Sa eva. Tat phalam bhungte. That much he will get the reaction. What action, how much action? Sa eva tat phalam bhungte. They're saying that much he will enjoy or suffer. Yatha tavat mudravai. In that way, to that extent, in the next life, indeed, he will. One must enjoy or suffer the corresponding reactions of his karma in the next. The karma done in this body, in this place, will be reaction will be given in another place, in another life. That much, how much, that much he has performed. Dharma, it says here, and adharma. In other words, Yamadutas are saying, how much dharma he does, what kind of dharma he does, according to that he gets to go to the heavenly planets. And those, what adharma he's done and how much adharma he's done, that much sinful reaction he will get in the hellish planets. Amutra means in the next life. Sometimes people ask this kind of question, that why people who seem to be so sinful and they look so happy, and those who are so good and pious, and why are they so unhappy? Actually, the thing is, those who are performing religious things and they seem to be suffering, that is not the reaction of what they're doing now. In the previous life, they must have made some mistake, for that they're suffering. And if the sinful persons seem happy, it's not from what they're doing now. They seem happy from their previous some good activities. It's not from due to their present sinful activity that they seem happy. They will get the reaction of this present sinful activity later on, and right now, if they seem to be enjoying, that's because of their previous, in the previous life. Just like if you have a job, you will get paid for it later, not the first day, for the whole month. It's the same body. We should know that it doesn't necessarily mean what we're doing today, we will get the reaction tomorrow only. 100% we will get the reaction sometime. What we're doing now, the reaction will get another place, another time. And what we've done before, we're getting the reaction now. If somebody is eating now, he's not eating from his today's salary, from the work he did today. He is eating from the work he did last week or last month. And whether it's a shop, whether it's a job, and what he is doing today, he will get to eat from that later. Even the farmer, he works, he does not get the reaction of his work the day they sow the seed. They have to work. The seed that they're sowing now, the grains from that they get after many months. So karma fall, the fruits, does not come immediately. Mostly, not even mostly, but 100% we get in the next life. Whether it's happiness or distress, whatever we do, we get. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sa eva is a very important word. Whatever kind of work he does, exactly the same kind of reaction he'll get. Sa eva, this is the meaning. Not another reaction. If many people have shared and done one sinful activity, then they will share the reaction. But it's not that the man of the house says, I am doing sin for maintaining my family. My family will share the reaction. No, they will not. So his family will remain here and he will go and suffer. If the father says, my dear son, I've done so much sin to maintain you, will you please take some of my sinful reaction in the hellish planet? The son will say no. He takes the father's earning, but he cannot share his suffering in the hellish planets. That the father has to do himself, because it was his actions. There's a great Mrigari, the hunter. Narad Muni told him, look, you're doing all these things, killing the animals, you're maintaining your family. Valmiki said, So he tied Narad Muni to a tree and he said, I'll go ask my family that they'll share or not. If they say that they won't share, if they say they share, I will not open you. If they say they won't share, I will open you. In other words, if you're telling the truth. So he went to his family and asked his parents, his brother, his sons, that will you share? Yeah. He asked everybody and everybody said, no, I'm sorry, we will not share. So he came back and he opened up Narad Muni and he became his disciple. But Narad Muni told him to please chant Ram and you will be delivered. But he was so sinful, he could not pronounce the name Ram. So Narad Muni told him to pronounce Mara, Mara, Mara. Mara means to kill, to kill, to kill. And that he could say very easily. So he kept repeating Mara, Mara, Mara. And that sounded the same as Ram. So in this way, this word sa eva, that same person, phalam bhunkte, has to get the reaction. Kevalam means na anya, nobody else. by committing sinful activities that we do to maintain our family, the family remains here, family member remains here, and that living entity alone goes to the heavenly hellish planet. It says, where does a man leave his family? The animals are left in the yard, like horses. So these days, instead of horse, we have a car. So the car remains, the person who leaves his body, his car remains in the garage. All this horse cart or car stays in the garage. The living entity does not take it with him. Pasavash ghost. Bharya, the wife, griha dware. She is the wife. She does not go to the burning ghat with her husband. She stays to the door. The relatives do not allow her to go to the burning ghat. She stays at the doorstep. And how far do the relatives go? They go near the burning body. That has as far as they go. And body has, how far does the body go? Body goes as far as the fire on it. And where does the living entity goes? Living entity goes very far. The soul comes out of the body and it goes very, very far with the Yamadutas. A lot of beating is given on his way and in the hellish planet to purify him. In the next shloka it says, only he does not get his reactions simply just only by the witnesses like the sun and the moon. By looking at a person, we can guess by looking at a person whether he has done previously what activities he has done. Anuman means guessing. One can guess what he did in his last life and what kind of body he will get in his next life. Srila Jiva Goswami says, Arthapatti means O best of demigods, the Yamadutas are saying, O best of the demigods, we can see three different varieties of life which are due to the contamination of three modes of nature. The living entities are thus known as peaceful, restless, and foolish, as some are happy, some are unhappy, and some are in between. Some are religious, some are irreligious, and some are in between. This is seen. Vidya mupa labhyate. Wherever you go in the world, you see some are very sinful, some are very pious, and some are in between. Bhuteshu guna vaichitrya. Why? This is the different. 3 times 3 is 9, 9 times 9 is 81. There's unlimited different varieties of life. So, because of these varieties of life, we can deduce that in the next life, anyatra anumayate, we can deduce that in the next life these three kinds of material nature will similarly act. Everybody will not be the same. All have different percentage of different modes. And we can deduce that in the last life also, everybody did different activities. And this they're explaining by example. Number 47. Just like the present, anyo, just as springtime in the present indicates the nature of springtime in the past and future. So, Srila Prabhupada says, Basant Ritu, if is going on in the present, the springtime has some special flowers and some special fruits. The bees and there's beautiful breeze, and this we can easily guess that before this there were many springs in the past, and in the future also there will be many springs just like this. This is called arthapatti. Means by looking at the present springtime, we can guess that all the springs that were in the past felt the same. And all the springs that will come in the future will feel the same. This same kind of fruits, same kind of flowers, and same kind of breezes, etc. So, in the same way, this present life that we have, from this life, gives both the past and future lives, we can see exactly. Hare Krishna, come, please come sit down in the front. Everyone make some room, Maharaj says. So the present time indicates the past and the future. So in the same way, human's present birth shows his past and future activities. In the past, this person, how sinful he was or how pious he was, it shows from his present birth. And in the future, his future birth will be pious or sinful, it can be understood. The present tells, present time will tell. Just like the example Yamadutas are giving of the springtime. From this life we will understand that in our previous life even what we were. In Bhrigu Samhita is a scripture, very clearly it is said very clearly, one who knows how to read, exactly what one did and what one was in previous life. What kind of body we had, what bhog and what activities exactly. And in the future, what kind of relatives, what bodies will get, it is given very clearly. So a person who's presently pious, that means in his past life he must have been pious also. he has done pious activities in his last life or devotional service in his last life. That is why in this life he has become interested in devotional service. And if in this life, if he has the same, and if somebody is doing devotional service in this life, we can understand that in his next life he will be doing devotional service also. And we can even tell what kind of person will get what kind of yoni, what kind of body of living entity, and where he will be born. We can tell in this body those who are eating meat, fish, just anything and everything. It is without doubt that in their next life they will get a body of a pig. Then there will be no restriction. If they are habituated to eating anything and everything, then in the past they will, in the future they will get such a body that they will be free to do that. So our present life, one's present life gives us a little darshan of what kind of life he will have in his next body. Therefore, one should try to improve his present. Not to worry about what happened in the last life, one should try to improve his present life. Yamadutas are saying, even though there are 12 witnesses, we can still guess that this certain person was sinful. So they were saying that Ajamil is very sinful. He was with prostitute, he did all kinds of sins. So because he did all of that, so now he has to go to the hellish planets, the Yamadutas were saying. This is called Arthapatti. Just by, first they were talking about the witnesses, now they're talking about Arthapatti. Number 48. One is Yamaraj, second is Paramatma in the heart. The omnipotent Yamaraj is as good as Lord Brahma. In his little town, Samyamipuri, he lives there and he is in complete knowledge of everyone's activities. For while situated in his own abode, or in everyone's heart even, he is like Paramatma. He mentally observes the past activities of a living entity and thus understands how the living entity will act in the future. This Yamadutas are saying about their Lord Yamaraj. There is no holiday for Yamadutas in hell. There is no Sunday because people are dying every day. Yamaraj is almost as powerful as the Supreme Lord. Visheshena pasyate, purva rupam, means completely he has knowledge. If somebody dies and goes to Yamaraj, he purva rupam, with complete knowledge, he knows every second he has the statement what he has done. If Yamaraj is asked that a certain person 1 million years ago, at this hour, at this minute, at this second, what did he do? He is so powerful, immediately he can answer. That's why he is called सर्वज्ञ भगवान अजह ही इज कॉल्ड मीन्स ही इज अजन्मा मीन्स ही इज लाइक भगवान. यू कैन यू इमेजिन वन पर्सन यमराज फॉर अनलिमिटेड लिविंग एंटिटीज ही नोज every person, every living entity, every human beings, every activity he is remembering. And before or after, what kind of body he will get, where he'll get, what he'll eat, how much he will be punished, what all happiness he will get, he knows. He knows what he did in his past, and then he decides what kind of body he will get. On one hand, there are so many witnesses, and the secondly, there is arthapatti nyaya, means by guessing. And third, there is our Lord Yamaraj, and fourth, there is the Super Soul. Living in the living entity's heart, the Supreme Lord knows everything. There is a difference between Yamaraj and the Supreme Lord. Still, he doesn't punish a person just by guessing. He measures every moment's work, and then he makes his decision. And these days we see, when we put our money in the bank, sometimes we have money in the bank, and if we want to do some shopping, it's not necessary we take cash with us. These days people have credit card. They will go anywhere, they will shop, even if they want to need cash. They will put their card in the machine and they will get what they want. But that much is minus in their account. Even humans have such subtle, such fine arrangement. If humans have such fine arrangements, why Yamaraj cannot have such understanding? Seeing the present, their past activities, seeing their present life, their next, their reactions are decided. It's not that all 12 witnesses are invited to speak. There is no need. Yamaraj does his complete jnani. He does on his own, even though all the other witnesses, they send their list. He doesn't go, Yamaraj doesn't go anywhere in his office and sees the computer list of this person's activities for every second of his life. He knows within his mind. Sometimes we see in a store, people are coming in and out and they're buying things. And the boss is sitting in the office and watching everything on a small TV. Who's buying? Who's Sanyamani? The Yamaraj's city is called Sanyamani. That means to keep all the living entities into Sanyam. Sanyam means in control. The whole universe is controlled from that city. Some Sanyamani. Sanyam means to control. We have forgotten our previous lives, what we've all done, who was our relative, who was our enemy, what we ate, what we did, whether we'll become a snake, whether we'll become, when we were a snake, whether we were Indra. We've forgotten everything. That's why in the next shloka, it is said avya. And one side is avya. And one side is Bhagavan. Agya jeev, the ignorant living entity, he does not even know his own activities. And they, on the other side is the Lord who remembers everything. As a sleeping person, full of a mode of ignorance, and in his sleep he is seeing so many things, and that time what's dream he's seeing, he accepts himself to be that. Aham itam idam iti manyate. In the sleep, in the dream, whatever body he has, he accepts himself to be that, and he identifies himself with that. And before he has seen so many different dreams, he is not remembering any of those bodies. That dream which is seeing now, that he's accepting. And previously he's seen the dreams, he does not remember. And before that, and in the future he'll see so many dreams, he does not know. While he was awake, he did so many work, jobs, so many things. He went to his job, he was this, that, family, everything he forgets. And when he wakes up, what he'll do, where he'll go, what he'll eat, that also he forgets. Only he accepts himself to be what he sees in the dream. Nashta janmas smritis tatha. Many, many lifetimes remembrance he has lost. And tatha, similarly, he will take many births in the future, there is no question of. One has taken birth millions and millions of times. 8,400,000 species he has done. So many times he has become Indra. So many times he has become insects. Does anybody remember any of that? Can anybody in the universe remember all these? So do you think nobody remembers? Bhagavan Ajaha, unborn Bhagavan, knows everything. We don't see any of that. Even this present body, according to our previous activities, that body we have now, we didn't take that body, we were given this body, and we think this body to be ourselves. According to the karmas, we have this body and we consider this body to be ourselves, our relatives to be our own, and the village to be ours, the country to be ours. And before that, unlimited births, we don't remember. And in the same way, when we get our next body, this body we will totally forget. Never we will remember that there is a body called Bombay. And we may even take birth in the same Bombay. We may become a dog, and we may take birth again in Bombay, and we will not even know what is Bombay. We will running around in the streets like dog looking for food. Now we in the car, driving in four wheels, then we will be running on four legs. This will happen to those kind of persons. In this way the situations change. He will not remember that I took birth in Bombay and I was this big guy or that big person. And of course, he does not know. know what body he'll get next. He does not remember the previous and he does not remember the future. Just like when one is sleeping, he doesn't remember his previous body from the dream or when he wakes up or his previous dreams. This Yamadutas are explaining. This is the condition of us living entities. And if we see with our intelligence, if we will leave our body, we'll forget, of course, there's no doubt, but even in this body we're forgetting. So much we're forgetting in our own this present body that we cannot remember. Just like the situation of asleep. So, every day at least 6 hours we're forgetting this our body, isn't it? At least on the bed when we're sleeping we forget our body at least for 6 hours or more. When we were a child we used to forget so much. Small babies, they sleep for 12 hours, 16 hours, 20 hours. When they're awake, they keep crying. Either they sleep eating and they cry and then they go back to sleep. So every day we're forgetting our body when we're sleeping. And if we add all that time of when we're forgetting our body, every day if we sleep, forget our body for 6 hours, and if somebody is living for 80 years, that means 20 years akhand means 20 years we're forgetting continually. 20 years akhand forgetfulness. For 20 years out of 80 years, we do not remember our job, our wife, our house. One man was saying one time, "No, Maharaj, 30 years, one man said. He said, 20 years is not enough. We don't sleep for 6 hours. So I said, person who sleeps 6 hours every day, he, in this body, he forgets this body for 20 years. So we forget our previous body. What is the great surprise? Do we remember how it was when we were in our mother's womb? In this body, when we were in our mother's womb, we don't remember. It is the same, this body. So how can we expect to remember previous bodies? Sometimes people say, no, we never had another body. This is how we were always. How can it be? So in this same body, we have forgotten ourselves, 20, 30 years. That man was saying 30 years because when as a child we sleep a lot, and when we're older we sleep a lot also, sometimes. And old man, he swears a lot and shouts a lot. Unless he swears or shouts, nobody will feed him. So when he keeps on mumbling and shouting and people get fed up of him and they say, oh, go give him some food. So one man was saying, old man has to give, he's always lying on bed and the family members don't want to care for him. So he has to give, shoot the arrows of bad words and only then he will get some attention and he'll get some food. Otherwise people will totally ignore him. And even at that time, as old man, he forgets himself. So these days, the youth, they're sleeping 10, 12 hours for them. You can understand, out of 80 years, at least 40 years, they have been continuously sleeping. So if the life is 100 years, 50 years continuously, he's sleeping. There's a song they sing in our village. The whole life we spent sleeping and we've forgotten. This our nature is to forget. This material body is made avidya jal, sharir avidya jal. It is a jal. Jal means a big netting. This netting is a big, our body is a big netting of forgetfulness. And on top of that we have this indriyas, the senses. And amongst those senses, this jiva rani, this tongue, lobha moha cha durmati. He's only lusty and his the intelligence is spoiled. To control the tongue is very difficult. Bhagwan is very dayamaya, he gives us his prasad. By eat prasad and win over this indriya of tongue. To get jaya or glory over our tongue, sa prasad anna dilo bhai. You have given us your prasad. Say anna prasad. Eat that prasad and satisfy your tongue and chant. So in Bhagavan Sri Krishna says in the Bhagavad, mrityu means to totally forget. When we sleep and we forget for a little while, that's called khand mrityu, for a small time. Then we sleep at 9 and we wake up at 4, that's khand mrityu. And at the time of death, it is such forgetfulness that we will never remember this body again. Just as in the dream, one forgets everything when he's on his bed, his work, his family. And suppose during the dream, if he gets his new body, he will forget forever. This, and he gets a new body, he'll get that's called birth. When he gets a new body, it's called birth. To understand one to be his body in that situation as in a dream, that's called janma. So one can understand what is janma and mrityu. When one sleeps, that's death. And when one considers himself to be what he is in the dream, that's birth. But when we're sleeping, we're not dead for very long. Somehow we sleep a little while to maintain our body and we should get up for Mangala Arati. Actually, sleep is a very a condition of great ignorance. Those who are very advanced in spiritual life, they sleep very little. It is said, those who are very advanced in spiritual life, their food and their sleep becomes very little. The Maya Bad the Jeev, who are totally opposite, as it is, they're in ignorance. On top of that, they're. Sorry. Even if they're awake, they're actually sleeping. Better if they keep sleeping. At least they will not be doing sinful activities. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. How long will you sleep in the lap of Maya? These people are awake and yet they're in a sleeping state. So, it is said in one shastra that those who are not devotees of the Lord, those who are sinful, it is better if they keep sleeping the whole life. By sleeping, at least they will not do any sinful activities. Once they're awake, they start doing only sinful activities. If like Kumbhakarna, if they keep sleeping, that is best for them. If they insist on living only sinful life. For those persons, for them to be just awake, they become trouble to the whole society. Better if they keep sleeping, like Kumbhakaran, so the society will not be tortured. So devotees should not oversleep. One thing I saw in Bombay, in the temple, that devotees sleep very little. According, even I in Bombay, compared to other places, I sleep very little. Every night, it becomes 11 or 12 from the giving Bhagavad class, and 3:30 I have to get up for Mangalarti. More than 2-3 hours, and some devotees remain merciful and they keep coming in the day all the time. So even in the day, there is no chance to sleep when I'm here in Bombay. This is good, actually. And even then, it is not distressing. It's very enlivening. By describing the glories of the Lord, sleep becomes less. Actually, because of the devotees, sleep becomes less. Because in the mind, it is we keep thinking, if we don't go to Mangalarti, what others will say. So we are forced to get up. But actually, we have not got anurag for Mangalarti yet. We have to practice. Because of sadhu sangha, because of association of devotees, we force ourselves to get up and go. Otherwise, what other people will say, we're in maya. But one day will come and should come that out of anurag, out of love, we will leave our bed and run to see the Lord. So Yamadutas are giving a very nice instruction here. Then humans, they forget the remembrance of other body. Just like in this body we, in the day we think, we have to go here, there, to do this and that. But the day we leave our body, not once we will remember this life and where we have to go and what we have to do. Purvam aparam. Will not remember the previous body. He will not even remember his previous body, what to speak of what he did in his previous body. It is said,
Labdhas Chakkascha Lokesh Gavanto Bandhava.